water that was already on.
So what do you think? We're back on part two for Piers Morgan. A question, if we might speak into the microphone and then we can get the levels sorted out from there.
Okay, so yeah, what do you think to Piers Morgan?
Probably people might be faint in and out, but you'd be able to... maybe.
Because to be truthful, I actually think he's great.
Piers Morgan?
Yeah, absolutely great.
If you just get closer to the mic, there you go. I like Piers Morgan because he speaks his mind.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
Hey, you can come and join the podcast. It's all free speech.
For me, there's no bullshit that goes on. He's just like, yeah, this is what I am. I've got loads of money, but hey, that's what it is.
It is, yeah. I mean, also one of the reasons that he's not scared to call people out. So like, I don't know if Tommy Robinson, hate him or love him, but Panorama tried to do like a documentary on him, but they tried to fit him up on like on like a sex case thing, and like he had proof of this because he was like sort of secret recording them, and then he went to meet Panorama and he said, well, let me show you my footage first, and then it all came out, and the person on Panorama just like resigned, and like he said, you tried to set me up on a sex charge and that could have destroyed my family, and you're supposed to be the ship of the BBC, like up there. And
what, it turns out Morgan did?
No, I'm just talking about
Panorama.
Oh, Panorama. But like, okay, linking back to Piers Morgan, he speaks his mind. He's not afraid to like cut through the bullshit.
I like him.
Old Snowflake generation.
Yeah, absolutely. Proper Snowflake generation. Yeah. At the end of the day,
I've never even heard Snowflake.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does it mean?
Well, it's the arty farty do nothing about nothing.
They find everything offensive.
Yeah. You can't say that. That's hate speech. Well, you might find it hateful, but some people might find it hateful.
Which is exactly what I was saying about the CUNT word.
See you next Tuesday.
That's exactly what I do not see. Like, it doesn't affect me the way it affects other
no,
people.
No, but then again, you
it does me. I'm not listening to that word.
But then you've got to have a bit of respect, and so. I mean, I'm for like free speech, but because I respect people's opinions and that, I'm not going to start using it when people don't like it, because it's like, I don't want to make myself look like a knob or be hated.
Well, let's twist that then. Let's twist that. Let's take your theory, but twist it around. Respect the fact that I don't see it as an insult.
But there's people who do.
Right, so if I say it flippantly and it just comes out in conversation, all right, there's an argument that, you know, I should be more educated to express my opinions or my words in a different way. But if I just say it, don't kick off at me because I don't see it as an insult.
I won't kick off at you.
I'm just saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so definitely.
You can twist. If I've got to respect you and your views over it, why shouldn't you have to respect my views over it?
Whereas I personally would kick off a little bit for that, because I find it offensive. I don't like the word. And Brett knows that I don't like the word, so I know that Brett wouldn't generally use it in front of me.
Yeah, I don't use it. I don't say it. And I don't use it in everyday speech, and I barely say it. Christ, you've known me for 5 years, and you can probably count on one hand the amount of times that I've said it in everyday speech. But
less than one hand.
Yeah, less than one hand. However, my point is that in anything like that, should it not be, you know, equal rights? If I have to sit here and respect your views,
that is true.
On a word, why should you then not respect my views?
Well, let's put that back to you. If someone was having a conversation, like a private conversation in a pub, and like I was speaking to Brett, and you didn't know me and Brett, and you were sat over there, and we were just quietly talking, and I used that word, obviously I wouldn't say it out loud, because what would you come over and say, excuse me, I don't like that language?
No, I would say I would not come over to you and say that. I'd leave you to it. However, if you put that into my arena, then I would. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
If you was in my arena, then I would actually say, no, I'm not having that, mate. Look, Brett, you need to sort yourself out. I do not want to work. I do not.
Brett said that plenty of times.
Yeah. But if you was in your own arena, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I would remove myself from that situation.
Yeah, and that's like sort of fair enough, isn't it? I mean, there was a case where Roy Chubby Brown, his gig got cancelled. I can't remember where it was now. They sold like 52 tickets.
52?
Yeah, for like this thing. But because people said, we don't want him like it, and like our pub, you know, because like we don't want him at like our theatre, we're gonna like play up and like get him cancelled, and like they did, they got him cancelled, and to me that's not fair. But like someone said on Twitter, well, if more people disagree than have bought the tickets and it's publicly owned, they're in the right to do that. It's like you're still oppressing someone's like free speech, and like you've turned your back on 52 people who want to go see him. Just yeah. Like, but it's like, well, he represents this, represents that. It's like he's playing a character, and I've heard from several people that he's not like that in like sort of real life.
It's not. It's my neighbour, Roy Chubby Brown. Lives around the corner from me.
Who?
North Horsby.
Who?
Roy Chubby Brown.
Does he?
Yeah. Great guy.
I've just emailed his management to Royston Vasey.
It's a completely different.
Yeah.
So what it comes across?
Him and his family, his wife is lovely, Helen. Lovely, lovely, lovely. He's just a nice guy.
Get him on the podcast.
Well, that's entirely up to you.
I'll like, tell you, I did ring up. I rung the White House up this week.
What, as in?
The White House in Washington, D.C., yeah, to try and get Donald Trump.
Seriously? You did that?
Yeah. And I emailed. I emailed. It was about 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock because they're so far behind and they open. Well, like the woman said.
6 hours behind that,
yeah, the woman said this is a comments line. If you want him on a podcast, you're best going to email him. And I said I've emailed him, but it's a comments line. I will leave an email, like a comment. I just said I mean I like him. I am like think he speaks his mind. He's just like an old grumpy businessman, isn't he? He's just a bit of a. Donald Trump, you see.
So, talking about business, man, what do you think of Brett?
I won't go that far.
Well, he invited me into his...
Are we comparing
it
to Donald Trump?
No, but, you know, straight question.
Brett, yeah.
What do you think of Brett, then?
Yeah. Yeah, well, like, Brett's been on the podcast. He came on about 2 weeks ago. Fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
Fine's not always a good thing, is it?
But that's the mixture of life, isn't it? Fine,
yeah, well,
bad.
Well, no, that's actually where I would say that's a curveball.
Is that what you really think about me, that I'm fine?
Yeah, you're all right.
That I'm all right.
You're a nice
lad. You'll
do. You'll do.
If I keep probing when I get back with the comments get back.
I do like everyone. I've had people on the podcast that's been into prison. I've had two people in prison. I've had that Heidi DeGrucci that was in them like prison, and she was on Skin. And I've had Sean Woods on as well that was in prison, that's got his boxing gym. I've just had people from all sides. Thank you very much, take care. From all sides of life, and it's like just want everyone on that, you know, from all different sides of life.
Just so, for the record, I think you're swell.
Thank you very much.
So when you say about different sides of life, what can you say?
Yeah.
Well, I guess there is, but...
Like, all opinions, and this is another reason I want all opinions to be heard, whether I agree or, like, don't agree, come on the podcast, because all opinions and feelings must be heard to formulate an argument. And, like, you can't do it if, like, people are trying to shut down your speech. It's like, you can't say that. It says, well, I'm allowed my opinion because people fought in, like, the war for free speech. I don't specifically wear a poppy. Because I don't think you should have one day to wear a poppy or like 1 week to wear a poppy because I've done it. You just be respectful throughout the year.
I think that's a fair point.
That's why I don't buy birthday cards.
That's why we don't do Valentine's because I love you every day.
I love Sue every day of the week.
And I think a lot of people who wear the poppy are just doing it for virtual signalling and they don't know. I mean, they probably do know it, but just be respectful throughout the year. You don't need, it's like a bit.
The poppy's it. Have you noticed that they're doing a rainbow one? They've actually done, like, on the previous one, they did a rainbow poppy.
I have seen that,
did you
yeah.
See that? Yeah. What's the relevance of a rainbow?
To, like, I will say, celebrate the death of the gays who fought the war, but that's the wrong thing I should say. It's to show that people in the war who were gay and bisexual died for the war as well. Like, you've got the white poppy for peace, and I used to be a big advocate of the white poppy, but now I look back and I'm like, really? Just the red poppy covers it all. You shouldn't have, you know. I mean, I get the meaning behind the red poppy, but if you've got to wear it, just be like, you know, I think my dad's got a poppy on all the time because he's into the British Legion and like that. So he wears it all the time. I don't.
Beautiful. The British Legion have done a fantastic job on that.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But then when people say, well, you can't say this, you can't say it, it's like, well, people died for our free speech. People, like, burnt the bras, women to get the vote and things like that. And it's like, people shutting down all this free speech through trans, through racism. It's like, oh, you can't say that, that's racist. It's like, cultures are different and cultures don't mix. And, like, that's a fact. The Eastern culture doesn't mix with the Western culture. Not always mix, and that is a fact. It's just a fact. I did it in sociology where, like, people...
Hey, Geordie. Oh, fancy meeting you two.
Come on, Geordie. Conversation.
We're having a bit of a chat, Geordie.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We're on broadcast.
Well, a free speech podcast.
Hey, I'm canny at that.
Are you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, as soon as you get Geordie talking...
What stories do you want?
So it's where, like, sort of some tribes would leave, like, go out hunting, and I've said this before on the podcast, and leave their kids to fend for themselves, where that's unacceptable in, like, Western culture, but in the Eastern culture, sometimes that's acceptable. And who are we to say, you can't do that, and vice versa, they shouldn't come over and say, you can't. But if we seem to say something about them, we're classed as racist, but if they say anything about us, well, that's all right, they might can say that because, like, they've been oppressed.
I've got to agree with you that... I do feel that sometimes you can't say anything about somebody else,
yeah,
but they can say something about you.
Yeah,
I said this when we was chatting last week. Where's it?
Yeah.
Like, so I think Mark and I will agree on this as well. We're both. That's the right way to explain this. I am the least racist.
Yeah.
In the world, like, yeah. Nothing affects me.
It's the same again with words, like, sort of.
It just doesn't affect. Like, it just. I don't see the difference.
It's sort of like the N word doesn't mean it's, and it's not short for you come from Nigeria. It's got a connotation to it where it was used not in a nice way at all. But then you've got.
But then you've got calling each other nigger.
Yeah. So they've owned it now, haven't they? That's what they say.
Yeah.
They've owned that word. They've taken that word off the scale of insults.
Yeah.
And said, no, we're going to take this back and we're going to make it ours. We're going to make it a word that doesn't mean that anymore. And I think that is great. So what's the difference with bastard and fucking all that type of stuff? Why does it always need to be an insult or a derogatory term?
Because some people can't.
Let go.
There's like different levels, isn't there? And I think it goes again to the generation. I don't know. It's just a cultural difference.
I understand the level. Let's put that. I understand the level between the N word and bastard. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
I get the different.
Oh, I'm not sure. Sometimes Brett is an idiot.
Yeah. My point is that as someone that really doesn't see that, like, I'm not ignorant to it. I'm not an idiot towards the fact that I know that people dislike it and it's an insult and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you have a view like I do, like, it really doesn't bother me at all.
All right.
Like, if you used to call me any of those words, I don't see the ferociousness by you saying you fucking bastard,
happens, isn't it?
You bloody idiot.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It doesn't affect me in that same way that it does other people. So surely have to respect my views on that.
I do.
You mean you
as in a collectiveness.
Does that make sense?
Whereas I, personally, don't agree with that.
Because
if someone calls me that, I'm not understanding your views.
I think it depends on whether it's impacting your life or not. People
Don't
talk to their own views as long as they don't impact your own life.
If someone puts it into my face, then yeah. But I can understand Brett saying that, but personally... If somebody calls me some one of those words, and there's only two of those five words that you've said that I will not be called, and I will actually flip.
But if
you can remove yourself from a situation if you're in somewhere you don't want to be, the culture's not very good.
I'm quite good. If someone does that, I can take the piss out of them. They don't even want to get the piss taken out of them, so put it back on them. But like Zionism in this company, the amount of times I've been called you Geordie bastard, fuck off. That's discrimination.
It is, Geordie.
It is.
We're very happy to have you here.
I know that. I'm being sent out like a Christian to teach people to talk proper. We get all over the world, don't we?
Like when people call you a monkey hanger?
Nah.
But you, no, because that's Hartlepool, isn't it?
Yeah, you're.
You see.
Then you've got sand dancers.
Sand dance? What's a sand dance?
People sell socials.
Right.
They're Sunderland supporters.
What about Red Car?
Red Car, they're Yorkies.
Yorkies? Are they?
They're not north enough, are they?
Are they not?
Middlesbrough's Yorkie.
I suppose it's not too far from...
No, it's East Riding of Yorkshire.
East Riding of Yorkshire.
It's not too far from Whitby. If I'm like, you go for a day out in a sort of like Whitby, you wear a lot of people from up north there. Yeah. So, words are very powerful thing.
Yeah. I would generally disagree with Brett there. Yeah. I'm not having that.
Yeah.
I'm not having somebody call me that.
I'll get
but there's only two of those words that I will not have. Consistently.
Yeah.
But like you said, if somebody's talking in...
If someone's talking in the pub...
Approach somebody and say...
Look, mate, you're talking in the pub. I could hear Geordie, for instance, occasionally.
I'll just leave that. Just leave them to it. And then decide whether we want to stay in that place.
So, like, your problem would come if it's directed at you?
Yes.
Directed at me.
Because it's more of a personal
thing. So, somebody... If somebody's in my circle of influence... And somebody says something that I'm not happy with, I will not let them get on with it.
Mm.
Definitely.
Well, like you said, like if he was over there and you said that word, you wouldn't say anything. There's occasions that I have said something and it was faggot. I hate that word, and if anyone uses it, I will tell them.
And why do you?
I was at a football game.
Faggot's a meal. For the meatball.
You can have faggots for dinner.
Yeah, but as in like.
Yeah, but it's just a word.
I agree with you.
And that brings it back to like what is hate speech from like who decides what hate speech is? Because if like them two words you guys don't like doesn't mean oh really.
I
respect your value and I won't use it.
Yeah, I would never use that in front of you again. However, that personal one.
But again, I understand where you're coming from as well. Like everyone's entitled to their own opinion on it. And if you use it, I wouldn't take the wrong way. And it's a very touchy one with me.
Is there a reasoning behind that though? Is there a reason that you don't like that word?
I think it is like being part of the LGBT culture that it was...
LGBT.
Scrabble. Being part of Scrabble.
get mixed up.
Yeah. It's just one of those that I have to go through a lot to be who I am.
Yeah.
And that I take very... I take it harshly, yeah.
I think there's a... Going back to your question, there's a difference between general conversation going on and somebody purposely going out.
Yeah. To offend someone.
Yeah.
Of course there is, yeah.
That's what I think hate
but if,
speech is.
But if I'm like...
So they purposely go out and preach and hate and... They know
what's
being offensive.
What's on the back gate to start?
Yeah.
Then
that's when it becomes difference between somebody just living their life the way they choose.
Yeah.
Or somebody purposely impact somebody else's life.
You've also got things like me. I'm from the northeast.
But
Dad
just tried to take the gate off there.
Yeah, George. We're not clearly correct.
No, Dad just tried to take the gate.
I'll tell you what happened when I joined the rap.
Do you need the fridge freezer?
I didn't meet the first Tory down here. I didn't even know one of them. And we didn't even have any black people in school.
When are they open now?
The first time I seen a black person was at Birmingham New Street. I've never seen one before.
Hmm.
I can get it to move tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same here.
To be truthful, you don't see many black people here, do you?
Yeah.
That's because Grimsby's... It is. Yeah, the only reason... The only reason you'll come to Grimsby and Cleethorpes is because you're coming. You're not going to pass through it.
Can you remember that time we was...
I met a journalist in a restaurant here.
I just need to know when I can get it rented out.
He told me
that
he was passing through
Cleethorpes.
It's just I
challenged him.
Said,
you can't pass through Cleethorpes, it's the end of the line. There is one road in, one train ride right. in.
See,
right,
yeah.
You don't pass through Cleethorpes so and he lied and said that he was here doing that. And then he did give me his card and he said he was.
You Googled him.
And I Googled him and he was a journalist and he was doing something on education. But he lied and never said anything. It was like.
And that's the press for you.
Stand yeah. there and say,
I'm passing through. You're not passing through mate.
Like, I mean,
passing through where? To the Humber
you would only,
is he just going to walk off the beach and top yourself?
Yeah.
You would only do that if you go in like a coastal run, a coastal cycle, or coastal travel.
Yeah.
It's still not easy to go down there to and from. Yeah.
But like going back to
and
the who.
Fashion, a journalist who never responded when he was challenged.
No, well, no. No, that's it. Like, they don't. But if. Who sets the standards for hate speech and not hate speech? Because, like, from like, if you say I find that offensive, someone might not say that's offensive. And
well,
it's like,
that today, aren't we?
Once it gets into law, though, saying well that's a criminal offence, that's getting into the dodgy ground. Is why what you're saying, words are going to be made offensive, so like so offensive they're going to be, you like could be prosecuted and have a criminal record for saying that word or saying I don't agree. You're a woman, a man. I don't agree with this, that, or the other. And if you say that, you can get. Arrested for it now.
I just call everyone man and pet.
But some ladies will take offence at being called.
Yeah, some ladies will.
Yeah, but then I turn
this is.
Then I turn
can't call people
say,
love now. I know more dial.
Then I turn around.
I don't mind it.
Yeah,
no,
I turn around and say, "Oh, you're right, man." Just in case I've got it wrong, so I'm pretty.
I
correct
was
actually
there before. There's a when I was working away. There's a. I said a man. I said, mate, you're right. And I was like, I'm a lady. And I was like, so I didn't think. I'm sorry.
So it comes now. I've got to ask every pronoun. Be in fact, before you speak, someone says, "Oh, can I ask your pronoun before I say, are you all right, mate, or you're all right, sweet, or babe, or buddy?"
Never ask a lady when a baby's due, just in case.
She's fat. It's happened to me before that.
I mean,
we was actually in one. Can you remember Silverdale?
We were in a pub.
We was in the pub.
And he asked me when
we was
it
doing
was
the. We was in the top shelf of whiskies,
yeah.
And we'd been in there all afternoon. We'd probably had 10,
New Year's Eve,
15 whiskies, and then the landlord came down and sat to Sue. Said, "Oh, when are you due?" It's like,
oh dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh dear, that's not good.
Well, I like I said that to Brett when I met him.
Yeah.
when you do.
Fair point, well made.
I'm 6 weeks further now.
But it's like getting to the point where people say men can have kids too, and it's like, well, they can't. But if you say, well, it's...
Look at
your
face.
It is.
Is that possible? I don't know.
Well,
it's actually bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, being like, because I says, well, women have got a womb, then when people say, well, what about hysterectomies? Doesn't like that mean they're not as... being and as just as like they're not as a woman as I am because I ain't got a history, but people who have had like hysterectomies have probably had them done for a reason, like cancer or like medical. I know you get people who were born without wounds, but that's very,
very, very rare.
And if you compare a trans man or woman to someone who's had a prostate out or something like that, that's like really offensive. So. No, I don't think men can have babies, but...
Well, they can. Clearly, they can.
No,
babies
they can have implants of sorts. It can be done, but you're talking a lot of women.
No. Men can't have babies. End of. Men cannot have babies. Not being funny, Jodie, but they cannot.
Like, so...
Has anybody used transition?
Sorry?
Has anybody used transition?
No, they haven't.
But like they have been,
they can't.
But like they have been on, sort of in between where they've had the baby.
Yeah.
But like for a
you
trans
can adopt
man,
a baby, but you can't actually
can
have
I
a baby.
Pop on an article, and it was a trans lady. There was a lady who wanted to be a man, and her partner was a man wanting to be a woman. And this is where it gets confusing. The lady turned into a man, got pregnant by her partner.
Yeah.
And they
transitioned.
Before
the transition.
Yeah, but she's a lady. She's not a man.
Yeah, but she was turning into a man, and during the process, by the offer, everything actually a man, but was pregnant by the man that was now a woman.
For a trans.
Yeah, there was an article on it, and it was the yeah.
So sorry.
I yeah.
So
during transition,
the lady.
During transition.
The lady wanted to turn to a man.
And yeah. During transition, fell pregnant.
Yeah, by her partner.
But she was a lady, really.
Yeah. Still had the mechanical bits to produce.
Mm. It's like for a trans man to get an erection, there's two ways of doing it. There's like either you have like a pump in your, sorry to be crude, like a pump in your balls where you pump it up and like it gets hard like that, or it's a bit like a like a pipe cleaner where like you can bend it up, you know, them things like sort of, yeah, I've got a good example like that, it bends and like that's how they can get the erection. They can't get one normally. Well, I was going to put yes. I'm going to say yes. I was doing my Joby.
Is there something you need to tell us?
Well.
So why don't we start talking about alcohol in the middle?
Yeah.
Well, you talk about what you like,
to be fair, Geordie, anything you like, but Biscuit came round to my house the other night and ate all my food. Drank no drink.
Had a cuddle, yeah. Had a cuddle on the sofa, stroke the beard.
And he said that he's always wanted to do one in a public forum. Like, he said college in your university.
Yeah. But that was to wind people up most. No, just to get debate going, because they're like sort of kids today. Well, I say kids, young adults today are more, a bit more feisty, aren't they?
I think so. I do. I think they're very feisty about opinions, but I don't think very feisty about lots of other stuff. I
mean, they're very feisty until they hear something they don't agree with, and they're like, I'm telling. or like they'll try and shut you down by shouting using swear words, or saying, well, I don't want to wear it, or so I says, I'm going to try and get you the platform.
I think it's a sense of entitlement, definitely, personally.
No, it is. And it's like
entitlement to have something because other people had it, like, sort of they can have it regardless of whether they've earned it or not.
People died in wars and people fought for people's free speech, and it's contradictory for them to try and take it away.
Yeah, but wars have also been fought to stop people having free speech.
Yeah, but war's not. But war today isn't what it is. It's all for money, drugs, and oil now.
Yeah. Well, look at the Second World War. The frontline soldiers in every army, Germans, English, the lot, they give them tablets before they went to fight.
Yeah.
It begins with a D, I can't remember what it is.
I know,
and
it
really pushes you to make you invincible.
Well, they used to give speed to the German soldiers, didn't they? And like they say Hitler was like
a meth addict.
Yeah. Also, Donald Trump, apparently there was a picture of him, and in his drawer he's got loads of Sudafed, because in the UK Sudafed's got that speed element that like gives you hyper.
So he's a drug
smuggler as well.
But do you not
like him? Your face says everything.
I think he's funny.
Funny ha-ha or funny...
I think he's a gobshite.
To be truthful, most people think you're funny as well,
yeah,
George.
Well, they do actually.
Did you know a fact? Yeah, I've got another fact. The word assassin...
Hey!
The word assassin comes from the word hash.
Brilliant.
Cannabis. Because back in the day, they always used to smoke cannabis to like get them into to get them into a mood, because it's like sort of set them into like a state of realization and that, and they went into war. So assassin comes from the word hash because they used to smoke cannabis.
Andy's definitely got some opinions that we need to talk about.
Biscuit, this is Andy Mayle.
Hi, Andy Mayle.
I spoke to you about when I did one that live streams music and stuff.
Oh, right.
Remember?
Yes.
You're not doing this now, are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all on. It's live.
Fully free speech, unedited podcast. Yeah. And if they shut me down, I'm opening a pirate radio.
That's how we came onto you.
We have actually been talking about you before you even walked in.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It was good stuff.
But yeah, it's just about free speech. Well, right, we was on about, I can't remember what we was on about before you walked in. Sorry?
Yeah, no, so good.
Go on, Andy, get your free speech out.
What Andy said there, for the record, is there's no such thing as free speech.
There isn't no more. Everyone's getting shut down.
Do you believe that, Andy?
What's that?
There's no such thing as free speech.
Well, you've got to think before you speak now.
I think you're right. Yeah.
You've got to be very careful before you speak. But like again, like sort of, if I saw you and I didn't know you didn't like that word, I just wouldn't do it because it's just not a word that I like would use in front of.
It's about respectfulness.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm like not being disrespectful when I say the older generation, but I just wouldn't use it. Unlike less I use it, then I'd be like, oh, yeah, I will do. But it's like. Yeah.
Trust me, that's one that you will never miss.
But, like, sort of, don't be, you know, you just respect people, but you've got to be very careful. Like, Tommy Robinson's been that deep, like, platform from everything except for Telegram now. But he's still allowed his opinion. Regardless. I mean, like, there's people on YouTube, like, I think it's Alex Jones, is it? He's been deplatformed, so a lot of people are going on their own websites now to host their own opinions. It's like a lot of people are like getting kicked off Facebook. I mean, I've come off Facebook now, Twitter.
Face ache,
yeah. It's like Twitter, you've got to be really careful of like what you say, especially on the trans thing. Because if you dead name someone, that's it, you're banned for life on Twitter.
If you dead name something, what does dead name mean?
Like dead naming is like just say, I'm called Rick, but I transformed into someone called Rachel. And like you said to, all right, Rick, your name's Rick, it's always going to be Rick. You're dead naming me because that was my previous name. And I reported you to Twitter, you'd be have a lifetime ban of Twitter. But for you, I'd be anyone you wanted me to be. Yeah.
I understand that you are going to call me Naomi. And I'm just like, well, I don't mean anything by it. Don't mean it. No, I understand that. But now it's very.
It's better to be like me, NFI.
MFI.
NFI.
Yeah, NFI. Not fucking interested. You see, that's like quite the big majority of people now that are like aren't bothered. They're like, and like I think it's not so much like the trans people or the LGBTQ
team.
Yeah, like sort of flags and that, because like these flags and everything like that are just making them more segregated. I think it's the people that think they're doing good for people. They're actually doing a lot worse for them.
Yeah, but
I just like live and let live. I'm not really bothered.
Segregation.
No, but like sort of people who are like sort of promoting the flags all the time, and like sort of it's mainly the government saying, do this, do that, do this, and it's like you're just pushing them further away from people by giving them their own days.
Well,
and
there's
that.
Two sides to that, isn't there? Because obviously it's like a bit like the poppy conversation earlier.
Yeah.
I totally agree that you should be respectful of the
of course
what
you
the,
should
what the poppy means all year round.
Yeah.
However, the caveat to that is that the day does bring more awareness and creates more funds,
yeah,
and creates more opportunity to push that whole idea.
So surely it should come from like education. And like people should learn to respect other people's views.
Yes, totally.
I think anybody who disagrees with learning to respect other people's views.
But just educate yourself. It's not, you know.
I'm
no,
all right. Understand him. He's a man you support. I'm right and handle that.
Is he?
Hey,
right.
Yeah.
Pack
we
up.
We all make mistakes, don't we?
We all make mistakes.
Now, come on.
Yeah.
But
did you watch the game yesterday?
Yeah, you were.
I won money on it.
Brilliant.
Did I say?
You didn't take my advice for the box, though, did you?
No, we didn't take your advice for
no.
the box.
Well, what did you say?
12 rounds.
Yeah. I did actually notice that.
That was a Christmas jumper.
Hello, pull dog.
Hey. That's better.
But I am like sort of think it's the people that are in the communities that are making it worse for them communities because they're saying we're showing we're in support and it's like you don't have to do that. They're like sort of no different from us. They're exactly the same. Treat them as the one of us. Don't like try and segregate them by doing this, doing that. Just like embrace them, learn about them, like sort of culture and things.
You came in to survey. You came back with props.
I think that people segregate themselves and then certain people allow themselves to be segregated. But most people aren't bothered.
What you lot are saying now is my whole opinion on the swear words and the discrimination and the racist thing. It has no meaning to me because I totally respect everybody else's right to be whoever, whatever they are. So reverse that psychology, reverse that meaning to yourselves and understand that the word, I bastard or fuck just doesn't have any context of aggression to me at all.
No.
Just doesn't.
I think you've got certain groups that are pushing in a like agenda of like certain other groups, and it's making it worse for them, certain other groups, when the people are pushing that agenda thinking they're doing good, but they're doing exactly the opposite.
Yeah, the gobshites.
And it's like if I go into a pub, I don't ask people if they're trans, gay or racist or that. I just take them for who they are.
Exactly, yeah.
And like that's the way it should be.
Yeah,
it's, and it's like if you wear a red poppy, wear a red whopper. If you're gonna, but it seems people are pushing and pushing to be accepted. It's like people are already accepting of them. Don't push it anymore because it's not.
With a poppy, all you gotta do instead of having the leaf at 11 o'clock, put it at 10 past.
Right.
Yeah.
The poppy, the leaf, you see them on the news. And you
should always be 11 o'clock.
Yeah. The poppy leaf is showing the 11, 11, 11. So it's at 11 o'clock.
Is it?
Yeah.
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 That's why.
But
that's why the leaf is
up there.
Ah, right.
But if you, instead of having a white poppy, turn the leaf down.
And then what does that mean?
Well, it can mean anything you want then, can't it? It shows that you're believing in a different thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I recycle my poppies.
What, do you wear the same one every year?
Near enough. I've got...
Do you still give to the charity though, or do you...
Oh, yeah, I was in the RAF.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got a... it was my girlfriend, she was in the Navy, like. And I've always had a poppy in there. One of my poppies is going white now.
Yeah.
And I've got a new poppy last year, I'll wear that. Next year, then I'll get a new poppy.
I mean you've got the purple poppy as well, haven't you? Yeah, and is that for the horses that and the animals or something?
Yeah. I did see that this year.
And then you've got the white poppy. And then you've got the rainbow poppy that you said.
Yeah.
I mean, can you actually buy the rainbow poppy now or?
I'm not too sure. There was a big controversy over it.
Oh, it was massive on Twitter, yeah.
Why? Because it was
raining.
Because people were saying obviously that
it's
taken it over when it's nothing to do with that.
So
I think it just again got sort of out of the equation of what it meant.
It gets political.
Yeah.
It does. Everything's been made political now.
And then
I don't get it, because if you respect, you wear whatever you want, you're respecting it, so it doesn't make any difference what poppy you wear.
And surely it's good to have all this diversity, like different arguments and people disagreeing. Because like, as like you said yourself, like if you're like, sort of, if everyone thinks the same, it'd just be boring. And it's good to have debate.
It'd be robots.
It is. It's like me.
We are
going to
be robots eventually, anyway.
Or do we or not already live in a simulation? Who knows?
Yeah. But the good thing is.
Do you just want Bureau? That was the film.
Sorry, go on. You were saying.
The best thing about this country is I've learned so many languages in this country. I've learned Iranian, a bit of Iranian, Chinese, Bangladeshi. And
we're
wearing Dutch,
Danish. You like, speaking of that, do you know BritBox? The BBC are bringing out something called BritBox, which is BBC.
I've heard of that. But the repeats are on the other channels anyway.
But
you have to speak up on the
Well, that's what I'm coming on to. The censoring Only Fools and Horses and Fawlty Towers, and like they're not putting on Love Thy Neighbour or Death Do Us Part. And it's like, Only Fools and Horses is so funny. And
no,
it's like, without that element of...
If you don't like it, don't watch it.
But...
Exactly.
The best example with Love Thy Neighbour, the black lad was taking the piss out of the white lad.
A lot of people don't realise it, that, yeah.
He was taking the piss.
And, like, the irony of them doing Alf Garnett was showing how stupid Alf Garnett was. I mean, Fawlty Towers, there's a thing, you know, there's a...
But you can't put me in the castle top.
No, put it over there.
Whoa! Oh, you can't put it in his new castle top.
Everyone's got to have a sticker, even you.
There was something on the other week about how shocking some of these programmes actually were.
Go on, speak up, Andy.
That's better.
Yeah, you didn't notice.
You need to move closer towards the microphone.
You didn't notice at the time. One of them that shocked me that was on it was the two runners. There was a sketch in the two runners that was kind of anti-Semitic.
Semitic.
And it was a giant Jew chasing him. A great big puppet of a Jew.
Yeah.
A Jew monster.
The Jew monster?
Yeah.
Was it Jeremy Corbyn?
Hey, okay. All right. Hello.
When you watch it back, it is really quite shocking. You'd never have thought it of two runners, would you?
There's a scene in the Fawlty Towers where he's speaking to the Kernold, and Kernold's speaking about his girlfriend going to watch the cricket, and that is so racist. It's like, and it's still on Netflix, and even Only Fools and Horses, Uncle Albert, and, you know, and even there's like sexism and things like that.
Look at Dave Allen.
He's dead now, isn't he, Dave Allen? I think he was just a bit before my...
Yeah, well, he's Irish, he was born Catholic,
yeah.
And only his best comedian... Watch him if you can.
Yeah.
Best comedian. He doesn't tell jokes, he tells stories. And he was brought up Catholic, and the Catholic schools then weren't very nice.
Yeah.
And his jokes were against Catholics.
Yeah.
And he was Catholic, and he was Irish. He got death threats from the Pope or whatever.
Well, that's another thing. People are allowed to say things about Christianity, but as soon as you say something about other religions, they're going to, like, kill you. And it's like, well...
You should be able to say what you want.
And for people to say, well, we're allowed to say that because, like, they've been opposed, they've, like, been repressed, they've been this, that, and the other. It's like, that's no excuse.
I believe in people's faith. I couldn't give a damn about that. Religion, I don't like. Religion is brainwashing.
But you could say...
The English church ruined India because the, you had East India Trading Company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, East India Trading Company let everyone work together. They didn't bother in anyone's beliefs. Then the English church or the Italian church, they thought, we can do something here, we'll take India over.
Free speech.
Well, the Sikhs didn't like it.
That's what he's doing it for.
That's why there was trouble.
Yeah. It's like all bullshit. People should all get on, but it comes again, cultures won't get on. And that's it, because everyone's different. No one's going to have the same opinion.
Yeah, but just because you've got a different opinion doesn't mean you shouldn't get on. Opinions shouldn't be put across in an aggressive way.
But nowadays
opinions don't have to be contradictory either. Like, again, that's another word that gets... I don't dislike you because of the things that we disagreed with. Does that make sense? I don't see you any differently, just because we differ on certain things.
Well, but I can't even remember things we differed on because I'm not that ass, because people all have their own opinion.
Well, neither can I. But
like, I thought Man United are crap.
Which you're entitled to your opinion, but you're fucking wrong.
And I did. They were good yesterday, but in general this year.
I mean,
you're fighting a lost cause here after beating City 2-1 yesterday.
I didn't even know that. 2-1. I just wanted to wind you up.
City 2-1. I don't discriminate, I just hate all London clubs.
Yeah.
Since that.
It's just like, I mean, you will get people you meet in life that you don't like. And you will get that, and there's no reason for you not liking them, there's no reason for them not liking you, and that's just the way life is.
But the thing is, you talk about religions, right? It's like my religion I put down is football.
Mm-hmm.
Because football is classed as a civil religion.
Right.
Because the same as Buddhism. Buddhism is classed as a civil religion.
Yeah.
So if anyone asks, I'll just say football.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that what you fill in on you, like if you have to put it on a form?
On a form, yeah, I put football.
Both things together.
Yeah, football. And I also, and I put like country or whatever, I say white Asian. Well, if they get the paperwork wrong, I want to go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But football is a religion. It is actually classed as a religion.
Yeah. Well, it is to some people.
No, it is. Me Ben done psychology. University got a 2-1, me. So I put him right about things and he put me right about things.
Yeah.
I told him about in real life.
You haven't.
Yeah.
But yeah, football is classed as a civil religion. The same as Buddhism.
I do believe religion. I think it's the people in religion is a
well,
like football, I believe that when like people say, well, football shouldn't be this or that and the other because people call it, I think it's the people in football. You've got a certain fraction in football that spoil it for others. And it's like, yeah, and it's like,
but when we're coming here, we'll talk about it. Man, you, there's a Chelsea lad comes in here, I talk to him. You know, there's a couple of Mackems that have popped in. All sorts. I can't go to their towns. Well, that's why they
yeah. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, it's all right.
It's like some religions you can't say I'm about, and I'd like I've mentioned it before, but if you say about certain religions, well, there's one religion you can't say about Islam because people lose the shit over it, and it's like, but it's all right then, just like... Christianity are. And I have looked into the Islam, and it's not real. The religion's not for me. And like, you know, I know people in Islam. It's very strange when you read it. It's like, well, beheading someone. I mean, I've seen some stonings on Twitter because she's like committed adultery. And if they're in that mindset, if you commit adultery and stoning, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the stoning or how it's happening.
No, I've not seen that.
I'll just tell the basically some stonings they put in a pit there and then just swap stones at the head or the body up to the die. Now if that cultural system wouldn't work in our cultural system.
No.
But could you say, well, we don't want that brought to us, why should we go over there and say that's wrong and that comes to the thing is there such thing as right or wrong? And it's only wrong because it's in our cultural system as it is. But like, I think it's barbaric for like chucking someone off the building because of the gay. It's fucking, that's wrong and it's disrespectful.
I can't
like,
see the
it's got to be honest. That has got to be honest.
You have to be round a twist. It's been proven if you murder someone, you've got something wrong with your head.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
unless it's. You've got to. Like, if someone did something. Like, if I was married. If someone did something to me, wife, I wouldn't kill them.
No. Jordy, nobody's going to marry you.
No, I know that.
I mean, like, I'm pro-life.
But
so
I would hurt, I would do the knees.
Yeah.
Because then they couldn't walk for the rest of their life. I wouldn't kill someone.
I mean, I'm pro-life, I'm against killing and things like that.
No, I can't see the point in it.
I say I'm pro-life, I'm against killing them.
Yeah.
But then again, I haven't been put into a situation
where you have to
where
decide.
Like, sort of, I haven't got kids, or if someone made them a mum, my view might change.
Yes.
But so far,
you're lucky.
I think there's better ways to maybe deal with things. You can have say if anyone wants to say.
No, I actually.
It's like a podcast. It's a free speech podcast.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm pro-life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't agree with definitely.
No, and I think it's contradictory to people who stand at picket lines saying I'm going to shoot you to a like abortion doctor. It's like it's sort of contradicting yourself.
Yeah. What the fuck is that got going on?
So in
the majority of people are
abortion wise.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
And that's what I put it down to. So.
Do you? Disagree or agree
well,
with somebody that if
I mean,
someone
yeah,
I look after my
and
if it's been way made
yeah,
I look
line,
after
like,
them
you
I look after
say,
every,
you know, in certain
I get on with
situations
everyone.
You
right.
can't assess every single
I get,
situation
people tell
so,
you their problem and I've got to work it out for them
yeah
but what I would call me is a peopleist
hey Brad we're just I believe in podcast it's on
yeah it's and it's like a free speech podcast
yeah free speech.
But it's quite
don't
rare
stop.
To find a girl who's like pro-life.
Don't stop.
Yeah. Why, do most people not?
I think most girls are pro-choice.
Yeah?
I think so.
Oh,
or
no,
am
I
just...
No, I'm pro-choice for abortion.
Yeah.
Like, as in, with death penalty, I'd be pro-life. Like,
right.
I don't think it's
no,
right
I
to
couldn't.
Kill them, but that's what I say, it's different from abortion.
Oh,
like,
so.
I'd be... Because I think the life's already been created, so it's like to actually kill someone rather than...
Yeah, but some people
but
might say
I
life's
think past
created.
A certain amount of weeks it should be...
Life's
little.
Created...
If you
the
I don't agree with abortion past a certain limit, like 12 weeks, I think it's like too far.
So 12 weeks.
I think some people
how does... I'm a boy, so
it's just
I
the one that is drinking.
What would
yeah,
a 12-week child look like?
like. Well, I mean, you can see them on the stand, like they
look like camels.
Like at 11 weeks, the fetus is fully formed.
Yeah, they have like a heart. Well, they have a heartbeat from like I think 3 weeks.
And then when people say you've got to ask like, well, when's it called life?
Yeah.
Is it when it comes
in? I think
in?
If you could survive without medical intervention, then it's.
What about babies that are born but got given into an incubator?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But if you was at abortion stage where if you killed a baby at 23 weeks and then for abortion, but if they could survive with medical intervention, yeah. Then.
I agree with
it's
you.
It's not really right to kill the baby, yeah. Is it?
I agree with you, unless you get one of these scans,
that's nice,
and it's not the bairn you want, then you get rid of it, that's wrong.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's like you awesome. Want to design a model, don't you?
When you say that, is that... Is that a man? If it's a boy or a girl, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
boy or a girl or something.
Yeah. But that's why you've got to be careful, because obviously...
It's like in China.
Again, really?
Do you want to sit down a bit closer to the mic?
They've got like a genetic deformity, haven't they?
Yeah.
And when they've got a genetic deformity, then it's actually they get told they should have abortion.
Yeah.
So is it right to really bring a baby into the world when they're going to suffer?
I was married to a midwife.
I don't know, because I am pro-life, and it's I mean, I've heard both sides of the argument.
But until it happens to you.
It has happened to me.
Oh,
yeah.
Well then.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't had an abortion. Oh. But one of my girlfriends had an abortion.
Oh, well.
It does look like I'm pregnant now.
How
did it make
you
feel?
Want to see that.
I was like 19 then, so I'm 40 now. But I was like, if it, I'd still disagree with it, but it's their choice and I would stick by them. But it doesn't mean I've got to agree with it. But like, it's a traumatic event for any person to go through. So I think you should be there. And again, it's respectful.
And then you're on hormone replacement.
So,
like that.
But that might sound a bit contradictory, but it's like. You
what about
know.
If it's like a baby from rain or something?
Yeah.
Like that. I think my personal opinion of that. I might get shot down here now, but.
You probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Free speech.
Yeah, it's free speech, it's open. Until
you get thrown out.
If that
yeah,
person
we'll be going on iTunes
rape,
and everything this podcast,
no.
So.
No.
But you can't have one law for it, it's one law fits all, isn't it? That's like why it's
no.
A grey area, because you can't say, you can have an abortion because
you've
been raped, but you
no,
can't.
No, she's right, it has to be like that, it
yeah.
shouldn't.
It should be, but
I personally,
it's not the baby's fault, though, is it?
And also,
if you did
want
an abortion, it was illegal, then you'd say I've been raped.
And I think statistically, people who do have babies from rape don't always see the rapists.
But the thing is, you make a woman have a bairn after she's being raped. The mental disturbance had to cause for her for the rest of her life.
I think statistically, that's it's strange because it's like when you say
life starts. Life starts. Some people say life starts as soon as the sperm.
Yeah. Okay. So this is my view on this situation, right? And again, I swept wrong. I might get shot down.
Still,
these
shit jokes.
You can't really say out if you're wearing Reebok Classics.
What?
I'm only joking.
What? Actually, you can say something.
The clue's in the name, Classic.
Oh, yeah, we can about him.
What about, and I know I'm boring because there's always two sides, but what about
boring.
The positivity in that? The rape side of it is obviously a huge issue.
Yeah.
But the positivity in it is that there's a baby coming into the world, and that baby should be as any
from
other baby. And that baby is a human being. And I could be wrong with saying this, and it's not based on any statistical facts or anything like that, but I would suggest that the majority of mothers would see that baby in any other way that they would see a normal baby once
people
the baby
say
is born,
it's
right?
It's like a reminder of the rape.
No,
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like
having a bad
relationship with you. You wouldn't look at the baby every day and think, oh, I hate my ex or I hate
the
baby.
Yeah,
but
they
do.
Exactly.
I'd imagine.
Should they?
Yeah.
But again, that baby would have come from
hate. That's your own mental thing. It depends how
so then twist that into a positive thing.
Every card has a silver lining.
No.
The baby doesn't mean everything.
I know, but it's still life, isn't it? And it's still growing. And it's like when people say
pro choice.
Just turn the heater off.
Sorry?
Pro choice.
Turn the heater off. Things are getting
it's
warm.
It's like if
the
like someone gives birth and the baby goes into an incubator, it's still not surviving on its own, is it? It's still got medical in. Like, and like, you know, they can remove the fetus now, operate on it, and then put it back into the womb.
Well,
so it's
well,
when life's
through, like.
When we discussed when to do this, what did I say to you? Sunday. Do it on a Sunday. You'll get loads of people.
Because you'll
get loads of different people. It'll be a little bit looser because of the hungover.
So show everyone together to argue.
I don't argue.
People bar is called people bar for that.
Everyone's allowed their own opinion.
Everyone's allowed their own opinion. Everyone's welcome.
That's why I started the podcast.
I don't think overall though that somebody that is raped, they should be able to make that choice. Yeah, my opinion.
Yeah, everyone should have the choice.
Everybody should have the choice. I'm pretty choice.
Well, look at this way. You look at China. Infanticide across there is worse. Because in the cities, you were allowed 2 children. In the countryside, you only had 1. Oh no, countryside 2, city 1. So basically, they wanted boys.
That's a football score, isn't it?
Yeah. But they wanted boys. The so basically, they didn't have abortion. There's no abortion.
Yeah,
well, they just sort of kill them.
Yeah.
So girls are killed. So there's more boys in China now than what there should be. So it's an imbalance.
Yeah, but on the other side, if somebody's gone to kill somebody, then they deserve going to jail. It's my opinion.
But they have to pay huge fines, don't they? If they have an extra baby.
Oh God, yeah.
They did what then?
In China, like if when it's the one child policy, if you had like another child, you want to keep it, you have to pay like big fines.
Well, it costs a fortune, yeah.
So obviously people put fortune.
Girls are worth less than boys.
And obviously, like if you've gone down to the disabled,
girls are worth less than boys.
What, the orphanages
are
awful,
like
the
Romanian
orphanages.
Oh,
I've seen that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
like,
I don't think that's still
not.
No, joking.
Like,
I mean, if
someone
asks you
what it says, I'm sorry, less than was, I could talk about
it. Wrong.
I'm only kidding.
But you know better.
Oh, I'm only joking.
And the baby's Down syndrome. I don't think that's a really good enough reason to get rid of it.
But the thing is, that, yes, but also you've got to think about the health of the woman. I mean, say, when I was a bairn, I don't think you could have abortions. Well, I can't. No, I never cropped up when I was 6.
Bottle of gin and a kid downstairs.
Yeah.
It was
coat hanger. And the majority of women bled to death. You bled to death because you stick the coat hanger over the hook to pull it out. That's why it was a coat hanger.
No one puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
No one puts biscuit in the corner.
No one puts biscuit in the corner. Sorry for spitting on everyone there.
Oh, you want the beer?
I'm only trying one because I like all the glass.
That's what I always say, well.
Yeah, but I'm not driving.
You can't take the glass with you. Oh, let him take the glass with him.
No, I don't want to take
the
glass.
He likes the glass.
Brad went to get his car washed earlier. The car wash came back. The car came back dirty and he came back stinking of booze.
Who?
Brad.
Oh,
yeah. So get your car come back dirty. You came back stinking.
How many times do you clean that car a week?
About 5 times a week, I think.
Yeah,
he's not bad.
So... Are you voting then?
No, he is, because I've told him.
I am.
And you told him he's got to vote for it.
Yeah.
Why not?
There's no one else.
To give
no, Labour's
the
obviously.
There's nuts!
We're working class, so we're going to.
There can't be!
Yeah, but they want to give everything free to
They don't want to give everything free. It's all accountable.
Corbyn's a gobshite.
In the manifesto, it's all accountable.
What do you do for a job?
I'm at uni.
Oh, yeah. What? What are you studying?
Criminology.
So if you get a dead good job in like that and it's like free, you know, what do we get from it if like we're paying for your tuition?
Well, you don't. Yeah, it's not free because I've got to pay back my student loans.
I know,
so.
But he wants to bring in free tuition, doesn't he?
No, I think it's free to the extent of like the extra cost that you have to pay.
Yeah,
like
it's not going
to
be. It's not going to be free.
We just pay it back, but right now you still have to pay so many, like so much of your like finances yourself, even though.
In the chance
unless
you're
unless
gonna
you earn under £15,000 a year, then you don't pay it back.
If your parents.
Or leave the country. Watch. Leave the country.
Like if
you're
rich, you don't get. Well, it's not even rich. It's like over a certain amount of income. You don't get student finance.
Do you agree with everyone being paid like £10 an hour from the?
Well, because I think if the national, if the minimum wage is higher, then there'll be less people that are on benefits. Because at the moment, like, if I wanted to get a part-time job, because I've got kids, I wouldn't be able to pay childcare. So for me, it's like, well, there's no point in getting a job because there's a childcare. So I'm just at uni. Whereas if I could pay, get paid £10 an hour, then I could get a job and then you pay tax.
The only trouble is
mutual benefits.
With
£10 an hour is going to ruin me.
Free childcare. The Tories tried it. They said you'll get so many hours a week free, but we're going to give you double. No one's thought about how the nurses are going to pay for it. So they could.
You should get paid to wear. So, like, if you shit it doing your job, you should get paid.
No, that's too capitalism.
Yeah, true.
Well, that's
a but then you can come in. You can come up.
The cost of living's gone up.
It's not just that. What you can get, it's like you're saying, like a woman does something and a man does something, but the man is stronger. So he does it better. So the woman's going to get paid less.
If people have got a better
so it's not going to change, is it?
So there's
always going to be discrimination if you do that.
But there always isn't. Socialism doesn't work.
Socialism doesn't work.
Communism doesn't work.
Communism doesn't exist. All you got to do is read Animal Farm.
And like we haven't had a proper... It's like never been implemented properly.
It'll never work here.
Socialism won't work. It's like you get greedy.
What would you class is a silly wage?
You know, you always get this disgust.
No, too high.
I hear them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you move out of the working class bracket, what makes you not working yet? Well, it's not just to do with how much you work.
I'm out. I'm not working.
How much an hour would somebody
earn?
That's what I'm interested in.
Working class.
There's no such thing as working class.
I think that it's obviously the wage that you're on. Obviously, I'm a student, so there's no way that. But if I was born into a family that would see themselves middle class, then I'd probably see myself middle class. But my family
don't work. But you said about working class there. So financially,
I'm not in
class.
Where
would you say
class, I'm
somebody?
You're absolutely class. Yeah, I'm total class. I'm posh.
Over 50 grand a year.
I come to all the posh pubs.
Well, now people are honest.
So you think...
Certain people, you know, there's certain types of people, certain hobbies, or they won't do certain things. So you actually think in the general team,
£70,000 or £80,000 Do you think?
Well, I think if you're on your own, but not in a couple, like if you're on your own. So what if two people, and over 70,000? Yeah, if they both wanted to see themselves, like if they have status jobs and they both wanted to see themselves.
When you say
I don't know if it's one of the ideas, but I don't know if it's one of the ideas.
I don't know if it's one of the ideas.
I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know if it's one of the ideas. I don't know
When we got to bed, I woke up at half
just one bet between us.
He was downstairs with the team. So,
if the new one told which way to vote, which way would you vote?
I
don't think I'm voting.
I don't follow any of it.
What about your protection?
Oh, God.
Why would I not vote?
Well, I do
social
media.
So the way that they see it, they're like, the bourgeoisie.
I'm not good with authority.
That's probably me.
They say there's a false...
And I don't really want to vote for
class status, you know, like there is no...
And I've just spent all over everything.
There is no, like, for working class middle class, there is no real life. It's just in your perception.
I don't mean to say that they're going to do it anyway.
Because some people might only earn the same amount, like, 50 grand a year, if you can work as a tradesman.
It will
never be made legal here.
But if you as a solicitor
earn
that, you might see yourself as...
It's not, no, it's ignored, but it will not be made legal. My Ben lives in America. Right, in Seattle. It's legal there, but they've got the police to handle it, they've got work systems to handle it, everyone gets drug tested.
The thing is, it's not federally illegal, so like the states can't put their money in federal banks. Well, it's like never killed anyone.
In a certain
way.
I mean, you can't OD on it.
No, I'm not saying it can OD, but if it takes someone by a certain psychological problem, then it puts that into that, and then they can do it.
But it's all directly cannabis that's killing them, and it can't cause a psychological problem. It can ask it.
It can exacerbate.
Yeah, it's like major waste.
It doesn't cause it, but it's like you take one drug and that drug, they both come together, meaning you fit. You know, your mental.
Oh, yeah.
I think you like, then you could go wherever you wanted to go, really.
It can do.
But, like, the reason why I'm not going to vote Lib Dems,
if you
say
said to me,
oh,
I want to
vote
you when you vote for
Lib
Dems,
I'd
be like,
want to revoke
okay.
It, just like bring it back. I mean, like, I vote
gone so far.
I vote Stan.
Where do you perceive yourself?
I'm not bothered.
I'm not perceiving myself.
So where would you put yourself into?
I know, it's very strange.
I know
strange
what
it's very egotistical as well.
And
like,
as well. Both of those.
And
know.
It's like,
more money than
you're the same.
No, yeah, I can imagine
gonna,
that. I can guess that. But in terms of like what you'd identify yourself as, what do you think? But you can say
I think the this coming out in Europe lot is a good laugh. I hate the Tories. I have been since I was born. I'm from the North East. We hate
I don't think nowadays there's that much of a
right.
Yeah.
And when it, I voted to stay in.
I think nowadays it's only
yeah.
Like the fairly.
But
yeah.
When,
like I said,
when we come out,
the top 80,
I said, right,
you're
out.
In the top 5%.
Basically,
which,
the Tories
yeah, but
came
I find
up
that,
the
yeah, but then it's like.
If they come up with an idea, it means I shit out.
When
I've gone by that theory all my life.
But
then.
The extra money
you know,
that
I'm thinking, well, you made your bed,
I mean,
you lie.
Like
if I was in charge of the Labour Party,
would
I could have took
like
the Tories apart and you would never have heard of them again.
That's what I mean. But
I would have took the piss.
That they don't want to vote for Labour.
I don't know, it's like, it's strange because like, you're putting your vote and your confidence into people
yeah.
That are going to control your life.
They don't control it.
Well,
they
to say
freedom of speech
yeah,
and freedom of
yeah,
control.
Well, freedom of speech is control.
But I think that's
yeah.
How you
yeah.
Want to approach
however,
that.
I can also
say
something.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say anything.
Yeah,
well, that's not the point. That's not the point. If you agree with or disagree with
it,
you can't say it. And it's like, hello, you.
In the
class,
like, oh, I wouldn't want to be
in
working class,
whereas
some people would like,
someone
would
call working class.
But I think, you know, if you said to me, like, that you was working class at one time and now you're not.
So do you think...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say, overall.
Should be made legal?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You don't really have any strong views either way.
No.
For us,
no, too has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd be drugs and alcohol tested, and if we were taking cannabis, we would be sacked.
Yeah.
So, how are we going to take it?
Oh.
Personally, I think some people need to
always be
evidence. There seems to be some evidence that cannabis is good for
certain
situations.
Well,
I don't know.
What about you? What do you think to legalising cannabis?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, if it's being used as much as it is, and if you can tax it and make it safe, then why not? Because if it's being grown anyway. Yeah, but when people have grown it themselves, it's not going to be as safe as if you've grown it.
Why?
Because they add chemicals to it and spray it with things.
You're going to order like three pizzas.
Yeah. I think if you're doing it, people are doing it anyway, they may as well.
You've got 9 pints, what's like going to happen? You might probably have more arguments when you've been pissed. Or like more fights when you've been pissed. But the problem is, like, states are legalised, it's not federal.
I said that.
You have to come here.
I'm alright here.
Alright.
When I went to LA, everywhere stunk of weed. The hotel lobby, the hotel rooms, like every restaurant you went in, just reeked.
What's safer to drive high than?
But it's illegal still to drive on weed, isn't it?
Is it illegal to drive on weed in LA?
Even
though it's legal.
But it stays in the system so long, so if you had a joint on Saturday, you couldn't smoke, you couldn't drive until like
a month after.
Yeah.
It stays in the system.
An hour after.
So they won't be able to test it.
So I hear.
It's bigger than weed,
isn't it? I'm a massive weed advocate, and I think that. I think it's good for people.
What cars is it going to go in there?
Yeah,
like,
it's over, yeah.
Drink driving and stuff.
That's
where it's big, because it's like, you know, if you smoke weed on Friday, you just get up in the morning, drive on Saturday, you're still high or not?
No,
but
it's
like
a
system. I mean, you're not going to be high
when
either.
You drink in the morning, like when they test you for it, you can...
Unless you eat it, and like if you eat it, it changes into a different drug, process through your liver.
To eat it?
Yeah.
There's no denying that when you don't drive as good as when you're not smoking. If you smoke weed every day for years, but if
there's
some
no
random person would smoke weed now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lyric, isn't it?
If you didn't have a tolerance to it, you smoke weed and you just got in your car, you'd probably be
You'd probably fucking just be in the car park saying, yeah, I really
not
like
everyone
drugs.
Stop
moving.
You don't even live in your house.
This is the best, cleanest car I've ever had.
The
problem comes if...
But if you was a teenager and you was like, just going to get stoned, like, face
well, you should really
have
it before you're 25, because your front lobe's not fully formed yet, is it? Unless you're 25, then your brain's fully formed, like, it's amazing.
Brett, that's where you went wrong.
Damn it!
But if you eat about crack, it's more psychedelic. It's processed through your liver because it changes like the drug trade.
It was in Amsterdam.
Well, they're not allowed to use oil. They've got to use the leaf.
Oh, it's pretty
stand. We've got hemp rum in here.
Yeah, but I don't.
Hemp what?
Rum.
Drum.
Rum.
Hemp rum?
Rum.
Yeah.
Rum.
That's good for your hemp.
Yeah, but they've got, in Amsterdam,
but like, hemp's a different plant.
I think
hemp's
the
male.
Yeah.
Do you realise hemp can be poisonous?
Where?
In Amsterdam.
Hemp's poisonous.
Yeah.
It's a lot of places.
Yeah.
A lot of places when you go fishing, you're allowed to use hemp seed because it makes the fish go around the twist.
Yeah, like.
How many you had then?
What does a fish look like when it's going around the twist?
Like that.
I used to like that program, Round the Twist.
Round the Twist.
Will you go in, Round the Twist? Have you ever
felt like this?
You live in a lighthouse, didn't you?
You go in, Round the Twist.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well,
haven't you heard?
Drop the beat.
Yo. You've never heard of Round the Twist, where they live in the lighthouse?
No. They are Round the Twist.
Oh, is it comedy?
You lived there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I didn't like English comedy.
Well, it's Australian.
Yeah.
What about now?
I can understand Geordie humour. I can understand Scots humour. I can understand Irish humour. Not Belfast. Irish.
Did you used to watch him? I'll be the same pet.
Oh, God,
oh,
yeah.
Who didn't?
That's living all right.
Oh, canny crack, isn't it?
Yeah. You remind me of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. I'm good looking and charming.
Yeah.
You're full of shit.
He's really a little bit out of the
way. Blind and deaf.
And people have eaten that.
Yeah,
but it just means culture skin get on different parts of the country.
Yeah.
How does she go by?
That was in a heyday.
Which means it's good, you know what I mean?
One, and then
yeah.
The other one, she's had a couple of weeks.
So you can do the same rest of the world. Can't you?
Hmm. Yeah.
I've been to different countries.
I've
been
to
get off my tits.
I do think everywhere you go, you meet like a psychopath or a sociopath.
Okay.
In like whatever part of the world you're in. Like,
what about in here today?
Yeah, but
all of them.
Oh, yeah.
All the people in here.
All of the above.
All the above.
There's a few increase off.
I'm a normal one.
Is that why you better put it in your
way? Do you feel inclusive in here today now?
You're very welcome. But yeah, it's going on iTunes, so you'll be. I'm comfy like that. I can rest my arms on my fat belly. No,
still
on it. 1 hour 17 minutes, 11 seconds.
You know, put your hands on your belly like that. Right.
Yeah, I'm
having
one. You had Cookie on the other day, didn't you? I've not listened to it yet.
Cookie.
Yeah, but you text me
saying
you absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was like
nearly 2 hours. Over 2 hours.
Yeah. Because he did the bread and then we started talking and then the bread.
Good day.
I only had half, I was dead full.
It was Brecker bread, it tastes.
Yeah.
You
and
I
was
right.
I made a phone call. Not many people fooled me.
This is quite like old school people's bad.
I think you've roped a bread.
Yeah.
I know it is, I'm devastated.
And the good thing is, yeah, everyone, you can come in by yourself and everyone talks.
So
everyone comes in and everyone talks.
Today's no different.
Doglet.
Pub dog.
Pub
dog's
his name.
Pub dog.
There's a good picture of there.
I know, I've seen that.
Marley.
Yeah.
Marley.
What's his name? Fred.
Death.
Rudolph. I want to see you.
They're not called Fred.
There's a colour.
I want to see you.
I ain't got a name on
the horns.
Right.
Listen to him. He's a fucking
good man.
Yeah, I've got the and like went to the dogs as well.
Anything
you want. Then I had the dogs on.
Dogs
links.
Yeah.
I've had two. Brilliant. We took my grandma to the night in the
Bronx.
So there we had two.
I've got the Sala coming. Is it the Sala? I've got them
Sala Masters.
I've got
Hell's Full of Dead.
I've got who else have I got coming on? You've got
kick them out away as well. It's just full of dead.
Funny Onion.
Mike.
Yeah. And as I said, I like run the White House up to get my mate Donald Trump on. And I just got to tell him off saying this is a comment.
Oh, I'll definitely come in there.
So I had to email it.
I think I asked you this the other week. Who would you like? Top five?
Donald Trump.
Top one?
Yeah, definitely Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Probably Tommy Robinson.
What's that?
Is this your dinner
party?
Like top dinner party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, like, sort of Katie Hopkins, I said she'd like, come on.
What
do you mean, Katie?
Oh, God.
I don't know who people are.
Donald Trump.
That's twice.
Yeah.
It's definitely in for it. He's well up for it, aren't
you? You can have him, but he's not allowed to come. You're going to have to go there.
Well, it's all right. I'll go there.
I'll organise it for you if you want.
Whoa, George is going to organise it.
Nice.
Yeah, but good
there'll
thing.
Be someone who's crap at impressions, won't there? With like a crap wig on.
I'll tell you what, I've got a good idea for the stage play.
No.
With all the political leaders. Right.
Yeah.
What you do with the staff.
Oh, really? That's
it has to be on a stage.
They wanted me to do it at uni.
And it's not that funny. It's humorous. But you can't take the piss and stuff like that. Basically, what you do, you get a couple of leaders phoning up to each other. Hey, I've got the pub available. And I've recorded the World Cup or something. I've got the same pub as last time organised. No problem, do you fancy coming? And then one turns round, there's such and such coming. Well, we're not getting on too well. And then, turn round, basically what happens in the office stays in the office. And they're all meeting the pub, it's like the minute you got Trudeau, Boris Johnson.
Can I take a woman? She's fine.
You know, the North
and she's done it again.
All them, Merkel. And all meet there, you know, and they're having a drink. Say, like, you got the first bit. Oh, Trump's late again because he's late the other day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, she does that.
And what you do is say, oh, he's late. What's that like? You know what he's likely. It takes him ages to do it.
I like it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And stuff like that. A bit of banter. All you do is use the first names. You can't use the second names.
Yeah.
And you can have them all around the table like we're doing now.
Yeah, and just
have a chat, taking the piss. Oh, it's like one saying to the other.
Yemen.
Yemen, that's right, yeah.
You stopped at mine for the next 3 days, you know. You'll be handed here and get away with your missus. Oh, I've got a couple of my security catch the train zone, so it talks to me.
No, we've got a receipt.
You know what I mean? The normal people.
We had them well.
Man, you know what I mean? But look this way, in a pub you don't know who you're talking to.
No, that's true.
So it could be the same as that. Oh no, then you've got the security out the back. Back up stuff. Saying like, how did you get to him? Took 3 days because he wanted just to get receipts and go the long way around. So his missus didn't find out. He stopped him there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just need someone who knows how to do it.
Well, to get them all together is going to be an idea.
No. But you just got actors on a stage. It's a play. If you know what I mean.
Write it down and post it to Caxton Theatre.
But I don't know how to write it.
I'm not dysgraphic, so my writing is not very.
I'm just shit.
Is that your own tree outside, or is that from different villages? So yours then.
But if you, on your podcast, if you put that advert out asking for someone,
it's on.
Oh, it's on. Yeah. Hey, if anyone could help us who's intelligent and good with words, fantastic. I need your help.
Get in touch.
I'm there all fucking day.
Get in touch through my agent. That's you.
That's me. Tim Biscuit Podcast. Just message us.
My agent is Tim Biscuit Podcast. Have a word with him and he'll sort it.
Yes, I understand it's a bargain.
I don't need paid for it.
It's lit to you.
Christmas tree.
I can't find one. I can't find
one.
Well, I've got 9.5 in mine.
In the wrong room we'd have come.
Although my Christmas tree looks really nice and maneuver as well.
Brett, if I'm... like you had a podcast, your top five.
Massive space.
I'd have done me a blue.
My top five would be Sir Alex Ferguson.
Don't worry, man. Honestly, I might know what. Carry on with this.
I'd like to ruin Nigel Farage. Yeah.
Why?
Can you have dead people?
No.
Why not?
Because the cat's
Why can't you of dead people.
Yeah. Okay,
we can't
bother to
talk. Yeah,
well,
when
yeah,
at least in
grim,
my opinion.
I know, but it's going to be realism. Like, I've had paddy from every day along.
Here you come.
What colour ball would you go for?
Yeah.
Rose
gold.
Skin.
Green.
No,
oh, that's Buffalo.
Can't see him.
I
need to pick up
some place to put the butterflies in your
eyes. I'll tell you what, did you know a fact of the day as well? On
my wardrobe.
You're
doing well for running out of facts. You've been here for 3 hours now and you keep running out of facts.
I don't run out of facts.
The first thing you said this morning is I'm running out of facts.
He never said hello, Grace.
You want to get one of
the
boxes,
mate?
Say that again.
He never said hello,
Grace.
Right,
well, I'll tell you what.
Or whatever
it is.
Yeah, never said hello.
Boxes. We
didn't
really watch TV though.
Yeah, he never says that. He always says good morning or good afternoon.
Hannibal
left.
Took that round the remote.
And also, cornflakes. I've told you my cornflake fact. Cornflakes was invented to stop people from masturbating.
Was it the Royal Oak?
Way, 100%.
It's never stopped me.
I have Weetabix, so I'm not bothered. Yeah, cornflakes.
I think cornflakes.
Done on your, well, that gives it that saltier taste.
I said earlier on it's called man milk, didn't I?
But yeah, cornflakes invented to stop people from masturbating.
Why? In what way?
Because you get them on your hands.
Cornflakes was invented to stop people from masturbating.
I'm not
Dr. Kellogg, but he says that a high fibre diet would like suppress it. But his brother wanted it to
stop his
brother.
What, it stops from masturbating?
But it was suppressing.
So fucking cornflakes are again,
then. Honestly.
Cereal. So bromide.
Yeah.
For the soldiers.
For the soldiers, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but this is a truth.
Well, you know that to be true, dear.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe a word this
old wives' tale.
The bromide. Well, look at this. The soldiers used to go around when they conquered a village. They used to go shag the women, didn't they?
It does change in sex if you eat cucumber.
Yeah.
Same as what?
Changes its viscosity.
Really?
What? Start again.
Changes viscosity.
Yeah,
if you eat cucumber.
Explain.
The classic breakfast bar was in fact created to stop people from
masturbating.
Right.
If you eat cucumber, it's what? Thicker or?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Pineapple water.
You know when
it makes it taste nice.
Well, no,
it's got cream on it.
Pineapple makes
your
If you drink a lot of coffee, it's exactly the same. If you drink eat lots of strong stuff.
Is it true that oysters are?
Yeah, if you have a lot of caffeine, you're more fertile. You may not have a boy.
So
if you drink coffee before sex, you have a boy, baby. Because the sperm, male sperm are faster.
If you do it in the back,
like girl sperm will live for longer.
I'm not buying
that.
But
male sperm are faster. So if you have coffee before, you can have
also,
with girl sperm, and they live longer.
We all know that.
Also, you've got to remember,
it's also more difficult
in the back. There's more boys. More boys are planned to be born.
Thank you.
But if you have a miscarriage, the chances are it's going to be a boy.
Yeah, because females have better chance of surviving as infants than males.
Yeah, so if you have a couple of
couples, girls have longer lifespans.
Or if you have a lackey.
And males, if you stand on your head after, like do a headstand after you've had sex, you're more likely to fall pregnant. Well, if you have sex in certain positions, it's girl or boy. Because if it's doggy, it's going to be a boy. This penis is closer to the egg and the faster. Whereas if you do like a different position, the male sperm die off.
Where did you get that from? If you do
from online, Google it.
So if you're finishing doggy, you're going to have a boy.
It's more likely to have a boy.
Is that actually proven?
It's proven. If you Google it right now, then
right
positions for a boy.
Right.
Positions for a boy for a baby boy, because if you this penis is closer to the egg. So the sperm's faster, but if you have sex normally, the other boy sperm will die off and the girls live longer.
The girl's on top.
Mm. Yeah.
Your girl on top is going to be a girl.
Discrimination.
Yeah, you've got more distance to go and like the girls can like go further, but the boys are faster. If you read it, it's true.
Yeah, but
I even spoke to people that do midwifery and they said it is actually true.
There is a theory.
Seriously, I got told this and then I was like, really? And I googled it.
And it is actually true.
Well, I've got two boys and I'm never...
You've never
done that. We don't want to know.
But
two boys and I've never done
that. If you have sex near the... If you have sex near the ovulation time, that's when you're a boy. Like, if you have sex near your ovulation, that's when you're a boy. So like the egg comes out and then like
There is a method.
So if you actually have, if you have sex and then say if I had sex on Friday, the ovulated, so on the Friday the, you'd have a boy because it's like the first one to get there. Whereas if you didn't ovulate till Saturday, all the boys have died and they've got the girls left.
Nice try, Andy.
No.
Hey, we need
Andy. That's not going to work.
We do need proof in a biological state.
Honestly, a Google of this.
That might help you conceive.
Well, it's like more chance.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not foolproof.
Try it from me. No, you can't go back on it now.
No, it's not 100%. If it was 100%, people who did doggy would only have boys.
Yeah, that's true.
The chink.
Also known
the
as
Chinese.
She is highly recommended for this hoping to conceive a boy.
Yeah, I told you. Highly recommended. Highly.
But it's just a theory.
Well, no, it's like
it's not
proven.
A, it's
scientifically proven.
But it's not a theory.
It's not foolproof because obviously,
it's a theory.
If someone's got a very small penis, there's still going to be like quite a big gap.
So you're saying Brad's got a small penis?
No, not Brad.
Brad, because you've got a small penis.
No, but if someone had a small penis,
Brad's got a small wanger.
No, it's a bit fair.
Also,
I can vouch for that he hasn't.
Also.
We're sitting it as well.
Standing
so.
Up.
Yes.
I'm have sex standing up.
Yeah, but when you've had a beer, it's got your bollocks.
Choose a decision that makes you orgasm.
If he actually did have a
spot,
they can't be loud.
Wait until you're all.
Brad's got a small willy.
What about my small dick in here?
You're talking about your small willy, Brad.
Get it out.
I've got videos to prove that.
Get a video out.
I don't believe it.
It's a podcast.
Have a coffee as well, it says.
Yeah, I told you, did I just say have a coffee? That's how it started. I said, have
That's
a coffee.
Got a small
for
willy
a boy.
Yeah, but I am looking at a site called.
How many. The majority of babies are born through alcohol.
It's on all outlets.
Yeah, all fertility.
Brad, I'll pop out for 2 minutes.
I did not say for 12
people. She's got a small willy.
I have not. You said she's got a small
willy.
Yeah, my willy is tiny.
She's like she just said on the podcast.
No,
I've got listeners in India.
Yeah.
Like now you've got a small willy.
I can give a flying fuck. Fast arsehole.
Have you got listeners in Bangladesh?
I've got listeners in India.
No, I don't know.
Iran,
I bet they can understand it.
Thailand.
Iran.
Iran. Got one listener to Iran.
Choni Bashi.
Which, like, she didn't say
that means hello, how are you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say it was a small willy.
No, she like
Brad,
just went,
Brad.
My Brad.
No, I didn't even mention your name.
Big small willy.
You tell me. I didn't even
hey, you're famous now.
Brad's got a small willy.
I didn't say Brad.
Imagine if that means. Like,
well,
if
we actually did have
yeah, but it's coming out now, isn't it?
I said, bet it if you want. Brad's got a small willy. Keep the
cover, Mark. We'll have to get some t-shirts made.
Roll that's a baby.
Put
that on the top of it.
You enjoy it? Yeah.
It's like an hour and a half. Still not as long as cooking
cups. What
a
load of wankers in that people.
Not as long.
Not as long.
What does
cooking cups look like, Brad's knob? Not as long.
I'll be okay with it, all right?
Hey, you can stop us.
You would have got your car washed.
I'll get a good clean next time.
You could stop at home to be abused.
That'll be you if you want on this podcast.
Girlfriend said you've got a small willy.
She knows I've got a small willy.
No, he hasn't got a small willy.
Yeah, but yes.
He has or he hasn't? I missed it.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, but you do wear glasses.
Protest too much.
Why do you think you see these sexy porn films?
That's the only
the women wearing glasses. It's not all sexy, so you can see the bits.
Wait, wait, there. Have you just said you wouldn't be with him if you had a small willy?
Why?
Mainly for the dick.
What about the dick? Yes, well, he is a dick.
Yeah, we all know that.
We all know he's a big dick.
That's not a nice thing to say. I wouldn't be with him if he had a small willy. What about his personality?
Yeah, got one.
Small as well.
Small dick, shit out of them. I'm off.
See you in a bit. Can't get his car clean.
Yeah, we all love you.
Can't clean his car for shit. I was in a bit of pub.
I wouldn't be with him if he had a small willy.
Yeah, but you do take the bends to dancing.
Yeah.
You do
exactly
that.
What she just said.
That's very
very.
People who are listening to this, they're definitely going to know there's more booze getting involved, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, it started off like, oh, it's a politics. And that's all about fucking.
Brad's
Willie.
Would
that
be with me if we had a small bit?
I'm going to call the podcast Brad's Dick.
The Brad's Dick podcast.
No, wait. Brad's Dick. Question mark.
Can you get stickers made as well?
Brad's Dick. I'll have to before. Well, yeah, I'll have to do that. Hey, I could get a lot about that big. I wouldn't be with him if you had a small dick.
I could fill a roundhouse with that too.
That's a very superficial thing to say about someone.
Oh, you found the word, didn't you?
Yeah.
Very
what?
Superficial.
Oh, you're going backwards now.
Well, I ain't got a small dick. I ain't got to think about it.
No, but you said if he had, you wouldn't be with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be with
him. She's with him.
We've been all night scenario, I'd have been out there.
Well, how long have you been with him for?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, three.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, how long have you been for now?
4 months.
4 months?
3 months.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Really? How's he, man? Is that?
That's more of this.
Do you live together?
Yeah.
What, after 4 months?
Yeah.
No, you must have a right stone crunch.
That's why you sat there going, yeah, whatever.
Who else? Sorry,
I'll be small because you fucking want, Shag.
Yeah.
Look at this way. Who else would...
If I got the video out, you'd be like, well...
Yeah. Who else is going to live with them?
I don't know.
Well, Mark!
Well, I've got anyone
else. I've got the
Mark,
video.
Brad trained
I'm
up.
I'm in Mark's room.
Well, it's just up your load. Foot. It's like porn up and earn yourself some money then.
Well, you know, I haven't. So it's
Brad's
dick.
I'm not doing that.
1,152 views.
How many? 1,052?
After today,
it'll
be more,
won't it? I don't know. Everyone's in the section.
Just
shut
up.
Hashtag Brad's dick.
Just go. Mark's had worse on his search history anyway, haven't he?
He searched hashtag Brad's dick.
Hashtag Brad's dick.
That's what's on my phone. That's what
it's trending.
Trend, I was not top of the words I've
ever.
What's the worst thing you've got on your search history, Biscuit?
Nothing.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump in porno.
No. Yeah.
Donald Trump does Piers Morgan.
The worst thing on my search history?
I don't know. How come you're the only one not wearing a
because it's my show.
No, I've
got
a badge. I want a badge.
Everyone's getting a badge.
I've took mine up and put it on the table because it's getting fallen off.
Ugh.
I brought it on.
Cheap stickers.
Yeah,
shit,
cheap
stickers.
Yeah.
Is your forehead?
Bad. You cannot do the boot.
Just like the video of porno.
Oh, look at that. Oh, you just want to do the boobs.
First time I took to work.
His dick just got bigger.
How can you
just grow a milk?
How can you tell?
Just by the smile on his face.
How do you both meet each other?
Oh god, let's not go into that.
No. We've known about 10 years.
Yeah, known him ages.
But like, you've just got together after like so far 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
Fuck it, why not? I ain't going out with no small dick.
Yeah. Biggest dick
I can
find,
so
it'll be okay.
So, how'd you
do it? It is a bit of a dick. I'm a massive dick.
Yeah. So, we went round the pub going.
You thought, who's it? No.
Like that.
Sit down, silly cunt.
Oh!
research mission.
No.
The C-bomb came
no.
out.
Brad.
We met each other.
That's fucking one more quarter, isn't it?
We met each other.
Brad.
What was your best chat like?
He goes round and says, oh, do you want to see my dick and give you a magnifying glass?
You're not going to look at
it. No need for that, is the bad.
You started a cunt and I'll finish the bath in a minute.
He is being abused.
What was it, Brad?
By you.
Get in the van.
He's being abused.
Get in the van.
The dogs have a doffle.
Shut up, man.
You did it just the right time, like Christmas, didn't you?
Get in
time
the van.
Right. I know Christmas what you're coming day. From. Oh, sociopaths yeah. think the same, you say.
Yeah.
I'm go out
but why the sociopath in the room?
Yeah.
Didn't you say there's going to be one sociopath in the room?
Well, sociopath.
No, psychopath.
Like,
oh,
as
right.
bad as psychopath.
Well, sociopath.
No.
I mean,
well,
it's
sociopath.
Well, I'm not about that.
What's your favourite path?
Sociopath.
What's the difference?
What's the you're doing criminal? Oh. Well, you should know.
We don't do psychology. Well,
a psychopath ain't got no emotional feeling, where a psychopath, where like a sociopath has got some sort of feeling.
Just not nice feelings.
Yeah,
so
like heart doesn't feel where a sociopath does.
Is it
but like
just
the
like an imbalance in the brain?
I think so, but it's like some sociopath would have close feelings.
When the smoke leaves before 25, you put loads on.
Like a sociopath would have a close close friends and family, where a psychopath
goes away a rocket in the gun.
Most businessmen are psychopaths.
Excuse me?
Most businessmen.
Yeah.
I hate these ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, you're a businessman.
Open
so,
them,
what,
yes.
So, what, so most businessmen are sociopaths or psychopaths?
Psychopaths.
You're foolish.
I cry on a regular basis.
Oh, when my new
one. No, honestly, if you really want to talk about this, I think... People need to start understanding that crying is a thing of beauty.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a thing of beauty.
You're not
a snowflake,
are you?
I'm not a snowflake yet, it's just... No, although they are, I'm crying one. So there's an elbow song that every time it comes on the radio or whatever, I cry. Yeah, elbow. Well,
no.
Over
and
just go.
Just wait till you have to get that.
Why?
I tried to explain it to my mate.
No,
it was a big news.
Did you not have one?
Did he just laugh?
Yeah.
No, but he did laugh at me. Because the way I tried to explain it, like, I tried to explain the fact that it makes me feel, it makes me think about my dad. My dad's still alive. By the way, just being
yeah, we know that.
It
yeah.
makes me feel about. It makes me think about my dad, and it makes me think about my uncle, who is dead. But he told me what the lyrics of the song actually mean, and it just completely ruined "Weather to Fly" by Elbow. And he told me what it meant. But you, when you listen to a lyric, I always think you listen to it
on the
night. Your pie,
to you,
yeah.
don't
you?
You listen to it from your point of view.
My mum wants the Beatles song played at her funeral, Here Comes the Sun, so every time I listen to that...
That was at my Uncle Pete's funeral.
Was it?
Yeah. And Andre Bocelli as well, that was the other one.
Wow.
And Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that was the three.
Well, it's one on Wednesday.
So I cry at Andre Bocelli as well, Andre Bocelli. I cry at that.
What song are you having, Brad? Your funeral?
Elton John, your song.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, that's boring. The one I want at my funeral is Ian Dury, I think it's Place to Patricia. I want it. As everyone comes into whatever with the supplanters, they start, as soon as they come in to sit down, it says, arseholes, bastards, fucking cunts and pricks.
I'll see you later.
And then everyone sits down.
See, it'd be fun. You take it.
Enjoy the football and the fish.
You too.
Look at the webcast.
Yes.
iTunes or just Google hashtag TC podcast and you'll see everything come up.
I don't know what to do that. I'll get to know how to do it.
Cool, thanks. So thanks very much.
You'll take
care. I thought it was stupid.
You'll see you later.
Bye, small dick.
I like want to know what business cat boy is. What business do you own? Sorry?
CrossFit.
Where's Tim? Where's that? All right.
Oh,
is that near
I have to turn the Hoover around.
I used to follow someone on Facebook that was into CrossFit, but he was from America. I don't think I have no legs. I don't know if you know
Henry.
Big one, yeah. Big one, yeah.
I just want to meet him.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
is that me?
Yeah. Just goes to show you, you don't need legs.
That's why you've got one of those.
Don't need legs. What's that? I'm going back to the crying kid.
We're not having pictures, are we?
Right, the money is going to be something that's going to on a standard Friday.
See, we're on a podcast.
So what time was it? Like, what time was it?
Never mind, I'm asleep.
How old are you?
That's the afternoon. Oh, gosh.
Get that guilty feeling, don't you? Did I just really do that to you?
To who?
A woman or
say that to Simon Cowell.
Anything?
Simon Cowell.
Henry.
Was it this year?
Just said I need to turn it around.
So he's not on the
way. I feel like it's you are becoming a country bumpkin, aren't you?
Where do you live at?
That's some good England.
So he moved from Cleethorpes to Winterton so that he could get rid of his debaucherous lifestyle.
Like,
and now he's just having sex with villagers.
And
branded Hoovers. There are other ones available.
He's a vax guy.
He's a vax guy. One pup.
Two.
Pup dog.
Three pup. Three.
What does that say? It went then,
yeah.
Have
they?
Yeah. It's from the mate Jacko.
What's that?
Have you got yourself?
Who's that?
Jack. Leland. One of my mates, he owns boxing.
Where's Winston? Is it
Nellie? It's kind of in the middle of nowhere near the bridge, isn't it?
Where do you live?
Greens Bay. Just near the woods.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Ginger?
What's wrong with gingers?
All them.
Yeah. Gingers are cool, aren't they?
I've always been out with ginger women.
Right. Listen. Look. Take your hat off. You're not ginger.
I imagine they just taste like rust.
And also, downstairs in ginger, is it?
Oh, we don't want to know that you've got a little one.
I have got some sort of rusty hair in my hair.
I can't see it.
It's all right. I don't want you talking about.
Does that mean your brain's going rusty and it's coming out?
That happened a long time ago.
I know, yeah.
See you later, pup dog.
See you, bye.
See you later, dude.
Take care, man. Have a good one.
Nice one. Good see you on day. Enjoy your Hoover.
What a hell of a blow job, is it?
Hoover, yeah.
Oh, that's swinging, isn't it? I'm not going to one of his swinging parties.
How do you feel about swinging, Biscuit?
Swinging? I don't know. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
I just can't understand swinging. You go, you know, you.
You need a bird before you can swing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I beat the one.
Just backing Brad up now. He's loving him for the last 20 minutes.
I beat the one, and I went by myself. I didn't realise that you had to take someone with you.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a.
I'll take you, Brad. We'll both go.
Swing it.
Podcast it,
yeah, swing it. Swing a podcast. Yeah. Hey, we'll all do
it. I don't want Brad there if he's got a small dick
there. He's not allowed to do it. Otherwise, you won't have any dick.
No small dicks allowed.
Well.
Brad, listen, I'm going to back you up here, mate. I've had a piss with you, and I believe it's well above average.
It is
above average. Oi, you cannot fence post him with a cunt.
What's the idea of average, though?
It's 5.5 inches. Erect is the average in the UK.
Yeah.
5.5 inches is the average.
Yeah. And the average inside of a woman is 7 inches.
No, I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about a woman.
All right.
Yeah, Jordy. The tube is average. Average is only 7 inches.
What's average? 7 inches. What?
Yeah.
Your
tube.
You choose. Okay, fucking hell, you've been chugging.
Oh.
7 inches.
Indirectly at Danny Brown again.
Going to talk about that.
I like think we mean the depth.
Like a massive.
Not
wizard.
The gate.
Wizard
the
depth.
Throw the sausage on three, man.
Yes, on average 7 inches.
Is it?
Yeah. Where it's 5.5 for Rex.
So you still got to.
We're all right, Brad.
Yeah.
We're above average.
If you get the right tools, you can make it 7. So you'll be tall.
He's got that tool in his bag. What?
Yeah. Close.
You know, you sound very experienced in this.
Bubbly man.
It's a tripod.
It's a tripod.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm
not.
Yeah,
get your coat by rubber. What
this? Three-way angle beams.
What are you going to do? Stick it down.
Oh, you bastard.
Stick it down your trousers and have it coming out the top and get a picture taken.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you want a pie?
You're like, not kicking off.
Does it vibrate?
No, it's a tripod.
Can
do. Does it?
Sex star.
Carl's here. Alright, the ball.
Alright.
How we doing?
Right. It's a bugger when the battery runs out. You've got to make the noise.
Put the music on it.
Yes, if you want to.
Do you want to play?
Yeah. The Team Biscuits Podcast.